Mrs. Hughes has traveled to a number of Muslim countries carrying the primary message that there is no justification for extremism or terrorism. Since her appointment, she traveled to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, and most recently to Indonesia and Malaysia, and will soon go to Pakistan to view areas hit by the South Asian earthquake. A longtime advisor to and close confidant of President Bush, she has also forcefully delivered another message that America's war against terrorism is not a conflict with Islam. In testimony to the House International Relations Committee, she cited the terrorist attacks in Jordan as further proof of the challenges facing her efforts.
We've been once again reminded of the stakes and what we're up against, people who are willing to even kill innocent Jordanians attending a wedding. And we will work together with countries throughout and peoples throughout this world to defeat this threat.
Mrs. Hughes faced lawmakers frustrated with what many see as a lack of a cohesive plan to convey American values abroad and counter anti-Americanism in the Muslim world. Congressman Henry Hyde chairs the committee.
What we need is a permanent campaign aimed at the minds of our estranged audiences, a combative, aggressive, fully engaged political campaign, one that directly counters assertions and distortions by presenting a convincing case for what we're doing, for countering our enemies' assertions and lies and proving our case.
Republican Congressman Ed Royce is a key supporter of U.S. public diplomacy programs and international broadcasting.
4 years after 9/11, I think we all agree that we're struggling. Radical ideologies are proliferating because they are using the airwaves. And if we're going to succeed, we need a complete reevaluation of our efforts.
Thursday's hearing highlighted differences among lawmakers over the most effective ways to repair the U.S. image abroad and disagreements over Bush administration policies. Congressman Gary Ackerman asserts that Bush administration policies on Iraq, as well as controversies over the mistreatment of detainees in Iraq by some U.S. soldiers, and the recent news report about secret CIA prisons housing terrorist suspects, have made the job of changing hearts and minds more difficult.
Don't these things all contribute to the hobbling of the effort and the mission upon which you have embarked?
Such issues pose challenges, Mrs. Hughes acknowledged, adding that U.S. officials trying to explain U.S. positions need to provide contrasts.
Let's contrast the way we treat our detainees humanely. Those in Guantanamo are given culturally appropriate meals. They're allowed the opportunity to worship. They are given the Quran. They're given medical care and treatment. Let's contrast that with the way our enemies treat their prisoners. They've beheaded them. And I'm sorry if that sounds blunt, but those are the facts. There's no justice. There's no rule of law. There's no compliance with any international standards.
Mrs. Hughes says one of her main goals is to ensure that the voices of Muslim clerics and others who are willing to condemn acts of terror are highlighted in U.S. information efforts.
We think that's important to amplify those voices so that this is not just America saying that terror, acts of terror against innocents are bad. These are also voices within Islam that are saying the acts of terror are bad.
In Thursday's hearing, lawmakers emphasized the importance of honesty and openness in the process of telling America's story to the Muslim world, with one cautioning against making generalizations about how the United States should present itself. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.